and measure of the human mind.
Humanity's endeavors on this planet are a unique occurrence that depended on blending language and techniques. We fought the elements of our intelligence and physics and made inventions, the evidence is antiques. We're living in a world that's built by many nations. At different times in history, the core civilizations whose innovations paved the way for future generations, whether Mesopotamian, Greek, Islamic or Egyptian. And what they had in common was the world to be uncovered, the liberty to act and then the freedom to discover. So the transatlantic slave trade could only act to smother the flames of the potential that's been fighting to recover. But underneath the trauma and despite the tragedy, in the midst of segregation and facing adversity, Edward Boucher graduated university in 1876 with a physics PhD. We all have a
human mind
that's inherited, and we should use it in the best way we can for the future of
society
and making sure
history.
And we should never underestimate
a human mind.
It's imperative that we should learn from the lessons of all relatives in human
society.
Never again. In 1792, Benjamin Banneker first produced his almanac, a stargazer's calendar. Because he went a slave, he had the freedom to discover. He became a surveyor, mathematician and astronomer. First black person with a patent, Thomas Jennings, was in 1821, which shows that the climate was changing. Remember Granville Woods, who had the passion for inventing? He was an electrician, both renowned and wide-ranging. Have you heard of Garrett Morgan? What a prolific inventor, coming to the rescue with his safety hood and smoke protector. He even gained a patent for his traffic signal later, even though his success would be hindered by his color. Now here's another man, he's an enlightening inventor. He modified the light bulb, his name was Lewis Latimer. The skills that he portrayed was well regarded and sought after. Now imagine if a person's race had never been a factor. We all have a
human mind
that's inherited, and we should use it in the best way we can for the future of
society
and making sure
history.
And we should never underestimate
a human mind.
It's imperative that we should learn from the lessons of all relatives in human
society.
Never again.
History
is told by the people who are writing it, the hands holding the pens and then the lips that are describing it. Along the way it might just get eroded or unsighted. Try not to get misguided or blinded, use open eyelids. In the history of science, the characters are identified. It's mostly European, so we should be asking why. The communist conception see the scientists as white skinned, like rest of the world didn't have the right skin type to classify the world into races. Isn't something new, it's been going on for ages. Unfamiliar faces get found in foreign places. This stimulates the labels that form the racial basis. So black people were defined like they were
uncultured and unrefined.
Now the world should be leaving that thinking behind, speculating to accumulate an open mind. So keep searching. We all have a
human mind
that's inherited, and we should use it in the best way we can for the future of
society
and making sure
history.
And we should never underestimate
a human mind.
It's imperative that we should learn from the lessons of all relatives in human
society.
Never again. So many scientists was held back by the colour of their skin, and a lot of them had doors closed in their face when they tried to achieve things for the human race. See who. A big shout out to all the people out there who's helping too. The first black woman in space was Macy Jenison, and she definitely on TV, Neil deGrasse Tyson, also Dr. S. James Gates Jr. And Dr. Elizabeth Rastakwala, with her big amount of work, she definitely. And also a space scientist called Dr. Maggie Adarin, she's helping too. Respect you, and respect you.